Hello, CCB. This is my first president's chat with you to let you know what's going on in the organization, to keep you up to date, and to keep you in the loop in the timely way. I ask your indulgence. I'm using my Victor stream to record this, so I may stumble a little bit because there's no way for me to be able to rewind. I want to begin by discussing the budget that the board passed on January 26th. The budget committee brought this budget forward. It's a very aggressive, progressive, scary but challenging and exciting budget at the same time. Let me give you the bottom line figures. We estimate spending $355,697.99. We hope to bring in $252,242, and the shortfall, then, that is a minus figure of $103,455.99. Now, we hope to make more money than that $252,000, obviously, but in case we don't, we have allowed for this contingency. The board authorized a request to the Newell Perry Endowment Trust for $70,000 for this year, and the Newell Perry Trust will in fact be giving us that money in three installments. The remaining $33,000 will come from our bank reserves. Now, we hope not to have a deficit budget in the future, but as I said when I ran for this office, it takes money to make money, and if I've learned anything from Paul, it's that we have a lot of infrastructure that isn't even in place yet in order to go after money. And I'll say a little more about that in a minute. But let me talk to you about how this budget is designed. Rather than being by line item, you know, every scholarship account, every CD stock that we have or CD holding, the budget has been designed by Paul around program areas, and that's a whole new way of doing things. For instance, there's the operations division. That has to do with our rent, our salaries for our staff, phones, computers, supplies, like that. Then there's the membership services division. That concerns things like our Ellen Murphy Fund, other crisis fund spending, the Violence and Hate Crimes Committee's work. That's under that division. Then we have the College and Career Division. This is where our scholarships will now be covered, and we are also going to work on designing some programs that will further career development and work opportunities for our blind folks. Next, we have the Consumer and Legal Advocacy Division, and that should be pretty self-explanatory. We have the Publications Division, where our blind Californian, we also hope to publish a book that Bonnie Rennie has written about losing your sight as you grow older, maybe publishing that on Amazon. We have the Government Affairs Division, where our advocacy work and where our work at the legislature fall. We have our Governance Division, and that basically is our convention, which is the governing body of the organization. And I'll talk a little more about that when I talk about the convention. And the final division is Resource Development Division. This is where Paul will be spending a lot of his time. We will be hiring a grant writer, a woman that Paul has worked with. She has an incredible track record, and she has helped him get many grants, and we're looking forward to working with her. One of the things I learned when I came on board for this with Paul as a new CEO was that we aren't even ready to begin to go asking for money. There's a lot of infrastructure that is not yet in place. As Paul says, we're a very old grassroots organization, but we're a very young, modern, nonprofit entity. So we have to build a lot of infrastructure in order to even begin to be at the starting line to go seeking money. One of the things we're working on this month is something called a case for support. That literally means case why anybody should want to give us money. We have to have statistics. We have to have stories. We have to have history. We have to have interviews with people to document what we do and why we do it. And so we're collecting that case history this month. All the executive committee is working on this, as well as chairs of the Resource Development Committee and the Publications Committee, and some members from both of those committees as well. So we hope next month to be able to report to you that that case for support is complete. And that will be a 4-to-10-page document that basically lays out why people should want to give us money. Now, the budget is too long to publish in the Blind Californian because Paul has written a complete narrative to explain each of these divisions, all the programs that he's laid out. So it's quite lengthy, and we will publish it on the President's List and on the website. And you certainly can call the office and ask for a copy of the budget. We cannot send it to you, unfortunately, in any way but an electronic form, because right now we're acquiring a new Braille printer, sorely needed. We've budgeted for that this year, using a fund that we had that the board has decided can be used to purchase this Braille printer. So that's what we're going to be doing. Now let me talk with you about the convention. The convention is almost 10% of our operating costs. We spend about $30,000 a year on our convention. We bring in, we don't cover usually the whole cost of that, although I am working hard to get us some sponsors. We've got a couple. I'm looking for several more. And again, in March, I hope to have a good report for you about some sponsors. It is a catch-22, however. If we don't have members who come to the convention, then the sponsors don't want to sponsor and the exhibitors don't want to come. So we really need our folks to turn out. You'll be getting your convention announcement that tells you about the programs and what's happening on each day. You'll be getting that by the end of the month. And we'll have the registration form there. We even have the meals. We know what meals we can offer you. So you'll be able to know those, and we'll be able to offer you once again a wonderful meal plan where the more meals of our plated meals that you order, the more you'll save. So look forward to that announcement. The convention will be April 6th through 9th at the Woodlands Hills Hilton Hotel, fairly near the Burbank Airport. And on Wednesday, April 5th, the day a lot of early birds check in, we're going to be having a fundraiser at BJ's restaurant next door, nearby to the hotel, and we get 20% of whatever people spend on their food. And so we're going to blanket the area with those flyers. And so you'll be getting one in your announcement packet. We'll have them all around the hotel for those who come early, and we'll going to see if we can't get volunteers to distribute the flyers in the area so that that can help offset our convention costs. So that's the update on the convention. And the last thing I want to bring to your attention is Paul Shane's first office hour. He is willing and eager to answer any and all of your questions on Saturday, February 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the phone-in number is 712-432-3066. And the passcode is 497700. So that's the end of what I have to say to you. Please let me know if this is useful. I appreciate any and all feedback. And I look forward to speaking with you next month. Remember, you can write me at president@ccbnet.org or phone me at 510-388-5079. So goodbye until next time.